supporters of the plan, like Kunal Modi, Chief of Health and Human Services, says the growing number of RVs parked on the city streets has led to blocked sidewalks, piles of trash, and safety hazards from power generators. He argues that motorhomes are no place for children and that neighborhoods have been overwhelmed.
And the current situation is unsustainable. And so what we're trying to do is put forward a plan that we think balances both compassion for those families to help give them better options and for accountability to ensure that our roadways are clear.
Critics, however, say the plan is cruel and risks displacing hundreds of vulnerable residents, including immigrants, seniors, and families with children, without providing sufficient housing alternatives, with many people at risk of losing their RV home. However, San Francisco is not alone. Cities across the U.S. are seeing a rise in residents living in vehicles due to skyrocketing housing costs. Mayor Lurie's RV policy is part of his broader campaign to, quote, clean up city streets, joining a growing national trend that pressures unhoused people to accept offers of shelter or face the threat of arrest or towing. Carlos Perez works full-time as a produce delivery driver and lives in an RV with his disabled brother in Bayview.
It's not easy to be in a place like this. It's not easy, but they try to do it even harder, which I don't think is right.
He has lived in the city for more than 30 years, including the last 10 in an RV. His job, his brother's dialysis clinic, and a sense of belonging all anchor him to his neighborhood. RV residents have called on the city to open a safe parking site with access to electricity and waste disposal. But city officials shuttered the only sanctioned RV lot in April, citing a $2.9 million annual price tag and low success rates in transitioning residents to permanent housing. While the mayor's plan includes more funding for RV enforcement, it also allocates money for expanded outreach, hotel vouchers, and housing subsidies. Before today's vote, KPFA spoke with Lupe Velez of the Coalition on Homelessness, who helped organize a rally on the steps of City Hall, which called on supervisors to protect residents at risk of losing the only shelter they have.
Our message to the supervisors is really to think about the harm that they're inflicting on the communities that, you know, they're elected to protect. And that looks like finding permanent solution for folks and really steer away from a lot of these Trumpian tactics of displacing and criminalizing folks.
Supervisors passed the ban with two dissenting votes.
There are 9 ayes and 2 noes, with supervisors Fielder and Walton voting no.
The ordinance is finally passed.
For KPFA, I'm Lauren Schmidt.